Good morning. Today's daf in Tanis Chav Dal. We're in Chav Gimel Amud Beis, continuing with the Agadata here in the third parak of Tanis. Rainmakers, that's the theme for today, and so we're going to be seeing a lot of that. So Amalei Reb Zrika L'Rav Safra, so we're just going to pick it up right where we left off yesterday. We went through a number of episodes yesterday where we saw the greatness of Tanaim and Amoraim, and we continue along that very theme today. Yesterday we went through Choni Amagil. Right, I was going to say he's the original rainmaker, but that's inaccurate. In fact, Choni Amagil learned it from Chavakuk, so already from Treasar. But we're just continuing, and we're going to be telling stories today about Tanaim and Amoraim, some who were rainmakers and some who tried to make rain, but were unsuccessful in doing so. And so let's pick it up right where we left off yesterday. It's about 14 lines from the bottom of the Amud. So Amalei Rebbe,
when you speak into the corner of the
Amar Le Rebbe Zvika Le Rav Safra. So the Gemara tells us that the comment between Rav Zvika and Rav Safra, Tachazi Ma Bein Tekiva Deret Yisrael De Chaside Bavel. So we're going to compare and contrast the Tanaim, or in this case Amoraim, of Eretz Yisrael to those of Bavel. So a big part of Shas is comparison. A number of Gemara speak out differences between them. And generally speaking, those that are living in Bavel are... the Gemara here describes them as being Chasidim. We'll explain better exactly what that term means in this particular context versus those living in Eretz Yisrael. Tekifa, they're just a lot stronger. So in this context, we'll see exactly what that means. Chasidim de Bavel. So first of all, who are we looking at when we're talking about Chasidim de Bavel? So Rav Huna, Rav Chista. So Kihava Mitzarech Amal Amitra, when the world needed rain. So Amrei Nechnof. So they said, okay, new, we have to get together. We have to assemble. So that means to say, and this is Rashi's point. This is not going to be everything I'm saying right now is Rashi. So Rashi says that they are mefarsim. In fact, you can look at Rashi inside. Rashi over here is on both columns, right and left column. So Rashi writes, ki have bari rachme. No, not that Rashi. Next Rashi, Rav Huna, Rav Chista. Chasidei de Bavel mefarsim im esadavar. So what they are going to do is they're going to do... So they're mefarsim the matter v'shal Eretz Yisrael tsunuin v'lo modin shabah hamata b'shvilam, as opposed to those in Eretz Yisrael. So they don't publicize the matter. In other words, the Amoraim take care of it themselves. Okay, and we're comparing and contrasting. And so over here we first start off with Rav Huna and Rav Chista in Bavel, and we're back in the Gemara. So Hamei Nichnof says they said, "No, we all have to get together." And Hadad v'nibay rachamei. And they're asking for compassion. Efshad demaratzei Kadosh Baruch Hu, who diyaisei mitra. And maybe with a rachmanos, Kadosh Baruch Hu will provide for us rain. So that's in Bavel. So the strategy is, so we need to all get together, we need to assemble. However, tkifa deret Yisrael, but as far as the strong ones of Eretz Yisrael, the Amoraim of Eretz Yisrael, so kigon Rabbi Yona, avua de Rabbi Mani. So the Gemara says, I'll give you an example. We're speaking here about Rabbi Yona, one of the Amoraim and Eretz Yisrael, Kavim, Mitzara Alma Lamitra. So when the world needed rain, have a ayala basei. He would just go home. Meaning he would not get an assemblage. He wouldn't just gather people around. The amarlu avale gavalki. And he said to his family, okay, I just need some sort of bags in order to get it, because I'm going to go get grain. The aiz of isale bezuza ibura. And I'm going to go to the market. I'm going to go get grain. Ki have a nafik levra azavikai beduchte amitka. Now when he went outside, meaning, and presumably, he didn't tell his family why he was even going outside. Meaning, what he was doing is that he was going out to pray on his own. He wasn't getting a crowd together. Now, first of all, where did he go? Where did he go? Daven. So he looked for a low place to daven. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Mi mamakim karasich Hashem." So that's where you have to daven. You have to daven from a low place. V'kai beduchna tznia, and so he was in a makam tsanua. Not only that, but he wore sackcloth. He would daven for rain, and the rain would come. And again, the whole point over here is that he did it on his own. He didn't have a gathering. He didn't have kinufia. He did it on his own. He's tikife de Eretz Yisrael. When he went home, so they asked him, "New, did you go buy the grain?" Meaning, because from their perspective, all they thought he was doing was just simply going out and getting grain. So Amar lehu amina hol v'asimitra hasheravach alma. So he says, "Nah, I decided no, because I saw the rain is coming. Meanwhile, now we know, we the readers know, The rain came because he davened for the rain. But he said, I saw the rain was coming, and I said, you know what's going to happen? Prices are going to drop. Because with the rain coming, so there's going to be an abundance, and that's generally speaking how the market works. The prices are going to drop. I'm waiting for the price drop, and then I'll go ahead and purchase it. Visu, the Gemara says, I'll tell you another story. Rabbi Mani, Berei, Havakamitzarele de Benesia. So Rabbi Mani is son, right? In other words, we just described Rabbi Yonah. So he was Avua de Rabbi Mani. He was the father of Rabbi Mani. So now the Gemara is telling a story regarding his son, Rabbi Mani. And Ishtateach al Kivrei de Avua. So what happened was is that he was bothered by the Benesia. We don't have any details over here why the Beis Nasi was bothering him. Anyway, they were bothering him. So he went over to the kever of his father, and Amar Le Abba Abba Han Mitzareli. So they said to Rabbi Mani, now we already saw that Rabbi Mani has a really, really, he has kochos. He has certain abilities and certain powers. And this is even after he died. In other words, the son now is davening by his kever, and he said, I'm being really bothered. I'm being tormented by the Beis Nasi. So Yuma Chad have a kachafe hasam. So one time the Beis Nasi was traveling, happened to be over the cemetery, and in Kikar de Susaisu ad de Kablio alive de Loka Mitzareli. And what happened was, is that, and don't ask me for details, because I'm only going to be able to give you whatever the Gemara gives me, and that is that the ground of the cemetery basically is holding on to the chariots of the Beis Nasi. And basically, they understand that it's because they're tormenting the sun, and again, we don't know why, don't have any details, but they understand it's because they're tormenting the sun that this is happening. They accept upon themselves, we're not going to torment them anymore, we're going to leave your son alone, we understand this message. And okay, Ad Khan, we move on to the next story. Visu Rabbi Mani Havakashrech Kamed Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Eliyashiv. Now Rabbi Mani was frequently by another Amor in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yitzchak, and Amor Le Atira de Bechami Kamitzar Le. And he says, look, he says that the wealthy people are my father-in-law, so they bother me all the time. Meaning my in-laws are driving me crazy. So Amor Le Ani, and specifically they're driving me crazy because they're so wealthy. Okay. So Amr Le Ani. So he says, okay, so good. So I'll just change the fortune. And so this Rev Yitzchak Ben Eliyashiv, he also has kochos. And so he davens that they become poor and Ve Anu. And they in fact became poor. So Amr Kadachuli. So now this Rabbi Mani says, okay, good. Now my in-laws are driving me crazy. But here it's a different story. Now they're driving me crazy because they're looking for Parnassah. And they keep turning to me for parnasa. So Amr Le Asru V'Asru. He says, okay, good. So now I'm going to daven. They become wealthy, and they become wealthy again. Okay. So Amr Lo Mekabel Elein Shebeisei. He another complaint Rabbi Mani has to Rabbi Eli, to this Rav Yitzchak Ben Eliyashiv, and that is that my wife is not the most attractive woman to look at. Okay. I'm being nice in my translation. So Amr Le Mashma, and he says, well, what's her name? Chana. So Tis Yafi Chana. So he daven says she becomes beautiful. Evanes Yafta, and she becomes beautiful. Amaleka Minagdara Alai. So now he comes back and he says, now that she's so beautiful, she becomes arrogant. And I can't take the arrogance. Amarle I Hachi Tachzorchana Lashachruse Vachazorchana Lashachruse, and then she goes back to her original appearance. Obvious lesson of the Gemara over here, be careful what you ask for. Hanu Tre Tamida Davakami de Rav Yitzchak Ben Eliyashiv. There were two students in front of Rav Yitzchak Ben Eliyashiv. Amarle Nibaima Rachme Alan de Nechem Tuva. He says, look, you make things happen. You daven, you make things happen. We know these things about you. So we want to be smarter, meaning we just feel that our cognitive abilities are a little bit restricted. We want an expanded ability to think. Amr Lahu, so he says to them, Imi Haisi Vishachasei. He says, yeah, I used to have those powers. You're right. I no longer have those powers. I'm really sorry. Next story, Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin Havashchech Kamed Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukras. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin frequently was by Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukras, Shafke Vasala Kamed de Rabbi Ashi. He leaves him and he goes on and he moves to a new Rebbe. He goes to Rabbi Ashi. I'm sorry, to Rav Ashi. We're now on the top of Chav Dalet, Amud Aleph, Yumachal Shameh de Kagaris. And now, as he's by his new yeshiva, Rav Ashi yeshiva, so they're learning. And what are they learning? They're learning a Mishnah Shabbos. Amr Shmuel, it's not a Mishnah over here, but Amr Shmuel, Hashola Dagmin, Hayam B'Shabbos, Kevin Shiyavish Bo, Kisela Chayev. So let's say you pluck a fish out of water on Shabbos and it dries up. So you are going to be Chayev. Rashi over here writes that you're going to be Chayev Misham Shchita, right? Taking the life away of an animal, any animal. So that is a subcategory of the malacha of shechita. You're not allowed to shecht an animal on Shabbos. It's one of the avos malachos. And subsumed under that category is that you're not allowed to kill a fish. So over here, he pulled the fish out of water and it dried up. And that's an act of shechita vis-a-vis Shabbos. And therefore, you're going to be chayef. Rashi points out over here that we're not talking about seda. It must be that it was already trapped before Shabbos, i.e., it was in some sort of tank of water that you didn't need to fish around in order to get it. So it was already trapped. So seda is not in the discussion over here. Okay. Anyway. So, but the point is that at what point in time is it considered shechita? Because we're talking about a fish over here. So when it's dried. So Amar Lei. So when Rabbi Yossi. Now it's a little bit confusing because there are two Rabbi Yossis in the story. So this is talking about Rav Yossi Bar Oven, who left Rav Yossi Ben Yukras, and he moved to Rav Ashi Tishiva. So this is Rav Yossi Bar Oven. When he hears Rav Ashi go over this halacha was just taught to us by Shmuel. So I'm alive, Vilei Mamar, Bein Snapi Rav. So he says, you got to be careful about how you teach it. You got to teach it correctly. In other words, where does the fish have to dry up? Specifically between the fins. Okay. So in other words, it's at that point in time that's apparently a critical part of the fish, where if that part dries up, so the fish is now considered dead. So Amra Levelo Sevel Amar Da'u Reb Yossi B'Rabbi Avin Amra. So Rav Ashi says, you're right, but you got to say B'Shem Omro. In other words, you got to quote the person who taught you that, meaning that's Reb Yossi Bar Avin who said that. Now, apparently Rav Ashi didn't know that he was talking to none other than Reb Yossi Bar Avin. Okay, he's new to the yeshiva. Amr Lei Aninihu. So Rav Yossi Bar Avin says, you know why I didn't quote it B'Shem Omro? Because I am B'Shem Omro. I'm the one who taught it, meaning I am Rav Yossi Bar Avin. So Amr Lei V'Lav Kamid Rav Yossi Demen Yukatzav Shechmar. So Rav Yossi Bar Avin says, now I'm so confused. You used to learn by Rav Yossi Ben Yukras. What are you doing here in my yeshiva? What are you doing by me? I'm so confused over here. So Amr Lei Hin, he says, yeah, that, you're right. No, you're right. You got the story right. I was learning by Rav Yossi Ben Yukras, but then I left him and I moved over here to your yeshiva. So Amr Lei Mai Tam Shafke Marva Asahachi. Okay, can you give me some more details? Why did you leave his yeshiva? Why did you come to my yeshiva? So Amr Lei Gavra Da Al Bereva Al Barte Lochas Alai Didei Hachi Chayes. He's not having Rachmanas on his son. He's not having Rachmanas on his daughter. So do you think he's going to have Rachmanas on me? In other words, he didn't appeal to me as a Rebbe because of actions that he did. Okay, now I'm going to pause. I'm going to raise the issue. I don't have great answers. But in other words, he's going to tell the stories. We're going to hear the stories now of the way Rav Yossi Ben Yukras treated his son, treated his daughters. These stories are going to be unpleasant, quite frankly. And meanwhile, you have now Rav Yossi Bar Avin telling these stories over to Rav Ashi. It sounds a little bit like Lashon Hara. In other words, it sounds like you shouldn't be telling over these stories. So again, when you get to Gemaras like these, so I understand they definitely become problematic from a Lashon Hara standpoint. I'm sure there are ways to deal with it. Okay, it's the stories themselves are going to be unpleasant, and how to deal with the Lashon Hara issue is something that also I need a better explanation. I need some explanation. But okay, that means I'm just simply limited in my understanding. That's all it means. So, Bray Mahi. So the Gemara now tells the story. What's the story with the son? So the Gemara says, now this is Rav Yossi Ben Yukras, who is, and his treatment of his son. So Yumachad Hava Agrele Agire Bedabra, the Bedabra, Nagalahu Velo Isala Rifta. So they were workers in the field. And the workers in the field didn't have food to eat. And Rav Yossi Ben Yukras was the owner of the field. And he hired the workers, and whatever. The workers didn't have any food to eat. So Am Rolei Levrei Kafninan. So they turn now to the son of Rav Yossi Ben Yukras and says, look, we're starving over here. Meaning usually your father supplies us lunch, and there is no lunch over here, and we're starving. So Hava Yasvei Tusete Nese. So they were underneath a fig tree. So Amar. So now the son says as follows, Te'ena, Te'ena, Hotzia, Perasechav, Yochlu, Po'olei Abba. So he davens that the tree produced the fruit immediately, so that the workers are able to eat. Obviously a miraculous petition made by the son. But the son's got kochos and afikav achlu. So out comes the fruit from the tree and the workers now are eating it. So adahachi v'achi ase avua. Now the father comes. Now he's late, meaning he should have came with lunch earlier. They were expecting lunch a little bit earlier and he didn't come. So he did. He just came late. So Amar Lahu Lo Tiniktu Bedaitechu Dahai De Nagana Amitzvah Tarchana Vat Ashtahu Disagai. So and with an apology to all of the workers. I'm really sorry I'm late. Happens to be that I was involved in a mitzvah. I didn't come late just simply for the reason of coming late. I was involved in a mitzvah. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. And he came with the lunch. Amar Lahu. So now the workers said over to the father, Rachmana lisba'ech ki hecha da'asbuch barach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should satiate you like your son satiated us. Meaning you have nothing to worry about. Your son took care of it. So amru mehecha. So now he's totally startled. What did my son do? So amru l'hachi v'hachi hava maisa. They said, oh, this is what your son did. So Amrlu bini ata hitrachta et konech lotzia teina perasel shlo bezmano yasef shlo bezmano. So the father said to the son, you asked the tree, and meaning you asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu that the tree produced prior to its time, prematurely, and you were matriach, a Kadosh Baruch Hu should take you out prematurely. That's what the father says to the son. I told you it's an unpleasant story. Okay, right. The next story also was unpleasant. Barte Mai, now what's the story with him and his daughter? So the Gemara tells us the story. So Havile Barta Balas Yofi. So his daughter happened to have been really beautiful. Yumachad Chazi Lu Garvadava Kari Behutzavaka Chazi La. So so what happened was is that he saw a guy, and the guy was digging a hole to try to get a good look at his daughter. So Amale Mai Hai, so he says, what's going on over here? So Amale, so the kid explained to Rabbi Yossi, Rebbe, Im lo chalo zechisa l'rasa. Lo Ezka. So he says, look, I'm not going to be able to marry her, but at least I can look at her, right? So Amala Biti Kamatsarta La Libriasa. Shuvi La Afrach Vaye Chashlu Bech B'nei Adam. And so he turns to his daughter and he says, look, you're a michshol. You're a stumbling block. You're too beautiful. You're a stumbling block for other people. So you should return back to the dirt, so that people shouldn't stumble over you. Okay, again, another story. And for these two stories that we just heard, so that's the reason why Rav Yossi Bar Oven left the yeshiva of Rav Yossi Dominyukros. Okay. Next story. Havile Hahu Chamra Kedahav Agra La Kol Yuma Laorta Hava Mishajale Agra Agaba. He had a donkey. Now they would hire out the donkey, and how would you pay for the donkey? So they would put the renter would put the payment on the donkey, and the donkey would go back home with payment on its back, the physical money. And sorry, I just lost my spot. Going back to its master. Now the donkey knew exactly how much money was on its back. If the payment was anything over or anything under, the donkey would not walk back until the payment was the correct amount. Yumachad in Shazuga de Sandala Allah. So at one point in time, the renter forgot his sandals on the donkey. Right? I wish the rental car companies had some sort of something analogous to that. So you leave something in the car and okay. Anyway, so he forgot the shoes on the back of the donkey. Allah velo azla, but the donkey would not go back because, in other words, the only way the donkey would go back is if the payment and only the payment were on its back. Once he took the shoes off, then the donkey started going home. Okay. Again, Maisa Chasidim, right? Stories about these great Amoraim. El Azar Ish Birta. Okay, next story regarding El Azar Ish Birta. Some of the Amoraim that we're going to be seeing over the course of today, we know them well, and some of them, like this one, we don't know him well, but obviously there's a lot of Amoraim out there. And okay, so Kadhavale Gabe Tzaka Havutashu Mine. Now, when the Gabe Tzaka saw him, so the Gabe Tzaka would run away from him. You heard the story correctly. I know it's a little bit strange. Usually, the Gabe Tzaka is running after people. Here, the Gabe Tzaka is running away from him. Now, that needs an explanation. The Gemara gives us one. The Chomai Dahava Gabe Yaivluhu, because this Elazar Ish Birta. So he had no need for any of his gashmios, any of his material wealth. He would give it all away. And so the Gabe Tzaka was uncomfortable because the Gabe Tzaka knew that it's not that he gave a lot, it's that he gave everything away. So the Gabe Tzaka ran away from him. So you mechad have a salak l'shuka l'mizbin nedunya labarta. Okay, so at one point, so this Elazar ish birta. So he went to the market because his daughter was getting married, and he had to put together some package deal for his daughter's nedunya, his dowry of his daughter. Chazu gabet staka. So now the gabet staka sees him in the market. Now tashu minei. So and they saw each other. And now, who's running? The garbage stucker's running away. Because again, he knows that what he's going to do is he's just going to give him everything. So, Azavarab Basrayu, but they made visual contact. And so now, he, the Amora, the Laza Ishbirta, is running after the garbage stucker. So, Amalahu Ashbi Asichu Bemai Askisu. He says, what are you collecting for today? So, Amalai Biyasav Yasoma. He says, well, it happens to be that two orphans want to get married, and I'm putting a collection together so that the orphans can get married. Amar lahem, he says to them, ha'avoda shehin kodmin libiti. Well, they for sure take precedence over my daughter getting married. So here I'm taking all the everything I have with me, and I'm giving it to you, and you're going to marry off the orphans, and good. And they need it more than I do. So shakul kol da'avi ba'ada v'yayiv lahu. And so as is custom, so he gave everything over to the garbage stuck up, pashle chad zuza. Leaving for himself one zuz. And Zavan Bey, I'm just working with the Bach's Girsa, Zavan Bey Chite Ve'asek Shadja Be'akalva. So, and he bought with it one grain, and he puts it into his granary. Okay. Asa Devasayu Amrla. So now his wife comes over to him, and I'm sure his wife knows him pretty well. And she says to him, okay, Nu, what did you get for our daughter's wedding? So, Amrla Livarte. My Aisa Avucha. So, I'm sorry, she asked the daughter, she inquires from the daughter, what did dad go and get you for your Nedunya? So, Amrla, Komad Aisa Ba'akava Shadise. Apparently the daughter knew, and he says, look, whatever he bought for me, he put it into the granary. Okay, which right now looks to be one kernel. Asya Lemiftech Bava Da'akava. And so now the wife is trying to open up the door to the granary. And chazakava d'mayachite, and the entire granary is filled with wheat. In other words, what's called a nes. V'kanafka b'tzinura d'dasha. And there's so much grain in there, it's right up against the bolt of the door. And v'lo miftach bava mechiti. In fact, there was so much in there, the door wouldn't even open up. So ela azla bartala b'medrasha amrele ba'u re'ei ma'as alecha o'avech. And now the daughter goes to the base medrash and says to her father, you're not going to believe what happened. That one kernel that you put into the granary, you have to see what your beloved did for you, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for you. So, Amalah Havoda Harein Hektesh Alecha Ve'en Lecha Bahan Elaka Echad Me'ani Yisrael. His response is that, look, I'm going to declare it Hektesh, meaning we shouldn't get benefit from it. The only thing that we're going to entitle ourselves to is only that which the poor people are entitled to, but outside of that, the rest of it's Hektesh. And I'm not going to get any benefit from it. Okay. Special people. And we're telling special stories about these special people. Rav Yehuda Nisiyah. Next story. So Rav Yehuda Nisiyah is a grandson to Rav Yehuda Anasi. Right? And in between the two of them is Rabbi Gamliel. So it's Rabbi, and there are a lot of Rabbi Gamliel. So that part gets confusing. But it's Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, followed then by his son Rabbi Gamliel, followed by then by Rav Yehuda Nisiyah. So, and you'll see in just a moment why I'm giving the genealogy at this point. Rav Yehuda Nisiyah Gazer Ta'anise. So he makes a fast. He goes there a fast. By Rachmei V'Lo'as Mitra. Now, obviously they needed rain. There was no rain, and despite the fact that they're fasting, rain is not coming down. Amar Kamika Mishmol Ramas Lihuda Ben Gamliel. Oy lo le Dorshake Nitka. Oy lo le Misha Alta B'Yamav Kach. So, and now he bemoans his particular predicament. Meaning you go all the way back to Shmuel HaRamasi, right? The last of the Shoftim. Immediately prior to Shaul and David HaMelech. And you go all the way back in time to him, all the way to this very generation. He's describing himself, right? The Yehuda ben Gamliel. That's a reference to himself. He is Yehuda ben Gamliel. So, and he says, and you had all these great leaders, and whoa, Nebuch, this poor generation, you know what they have as a leader? They got me. And he realizes that he's not operating on the same level as these others. Rashi points out over here that it rained for Shmuel HaRamasi. We actually saw that earlier in Amasechta as well. In other words, it rains for other great leaders. But when I impose a fast, so it's not raining on my behalf. So Chalosh Daite, and it gave him Chalisha Zadas when he basically it humbled him, and Vasa Mitra, and then it rained. Okay, and we're going to see a number of times over the course of today that with humility, so comes rain. And so, but it takes a while to humble each and every one of us. The Bein Nasi Gazatani, so we're up to our next story. So the Bein Nasi, right? Over here, nondescript, we're not told who it is, but the Bein Nasi Gazatani, so v'lo, o, the Una l'Rav Yochanan l'Reish Lakish. It just happens to be that this information did not get over to Rav Yochanan l'Reish Lakish. They weren't informed about the fast day. L'tzafra Odi, you know, the next morning, they told them. Now, you remember earlier in the Masechta, we spoke about the importance of Kabbalah Satanis. You have to accept upon yourself a fast. And we talked that you have to do so the day prior, specifically during Mincha. We had a discussion during the time of Mincha, during actual Mincha. Anyway, good. That was all earlier in the Masechta. Rav Yochanan l'Reish Lakish, we're not Mekabel Tanis. So Amalei Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan Halo Kabbalah Lami Orta. So we weren't mekabel the fast from the previous day. Amalei Anan Basrayi Garinan. And Rav Yochanan says to his brother-in-law, "Nah, but the Tzibur imposed a fast day. They did the Kabbalah, so we're going to be nigrar. We're going to be dragged into the Tanis, right? Meaning we got to participate." Next story: the Bein Nasi Gazer Tanis of Loas Amitra. The Bein Nasi was goes to Tanis. The rain didn't come. And Tanalu Oshia Zira Demin Chavrai. So Oshia Zira. Now Rashi points out over here there are a number of Oshias. So we're speaking specifically about right the whatever one of the Oshias. That's why it says Oshia Zira Demin Chavrai. Anyway, and he over here is extraordinarily critical about the current leadership, and he has good reason to be critical. Meaning they imposed a fast and it's not raining, and so he uses the opportunity to criticize. So he turns to the Pasuk in Parsha Shlach that talks about how if the matter is unknown to the leadership, the Einayim are the leadership of the Jewish people. Right, you want to check on a kala, on a potential kala, and see if she's good or not. Look at the eyes. If the eyes are good, Then you don't have to check anything else. If the eyes are not good, so then you have to check. We saw that by Yaakov and Rachel and Leah in terms of the Einayim. Okay, so the Einayim basically are, right, the cliche is it's a window to the soul, but over here, the Einayim basically tell the whole story. And so what he's saying, just to make sure that we understand the criticism, the Einayim over here are talking about the leadership, and he says, look, you know why it's not raining even though we're fasting? Look at the Einayim. Okay, so he is publicly critical about the leadership. So also Avdei V'Ramulei Sodribet Savarei. So the leaders, the people of the Bein Nasi, so obviously they're going to be offended by the public criticism of the leadership. So right, wrong. I'm not here to take a position, but they start choking him. Okay. So V'Kamet Sarulei. So Amru Luhu B'nei Masye. So the people of the city say, look, leave him alone. Meaning, I'm just going to give a little bit of editorial. He shouldn't be publicly critical of the leadership, but leave him alone. Why? Shavkei dahanami mitzar lan kevin dechazina dechomila l'shem shemayim lo amr lehev lo mide v'shavkino le asanami shavkihu. So they explain to the members of the Bein Nasi, look, he's critical about everybody, and it's always l'shem shemayim. So in other words, yeah, you're right. Should he be publicly critical of the Bein Nasi? Right? Let's say no. Right? I think it's an easy position to take. But you should just know that that's his general personality, and he does this all the time. And so please don't take it personally. He's always l'shem shemayim, and so they leave him alone. Next story. Rebbe goes to Tanis of Loas Mitra. Rebbe goes to Tanis, and it doesn't rain. Nachis kame Ilfa v'armilei Rebbe Ilfa. And so he goes in front of Ilfa, okay, just a couple of days ago. So we saw the incident with Rav Yochanan and Ilfa. So Amar Meshev Aruch V'Nasha Zika. Morida Geshem V'Asa Mitra. And all he needs to do is daven, presumably one time, saying Meshev Aruch V'Morida Geshem, and starts raining. So Amar Le Mai Uvdech. So if they said, no, you obviously have a Kesh Baruch Hu's attention. What do you do? Amar Lehu Dayana Bekusta Dechika Deleis Bechamra L'Kiddush V'Avdalta. So I live in a place where there's not an abundance of wine, not for Kiddush, not for Avdala, and Tarchana V'asina Chamar L'Kiddush of Avdalta, U'mafikin Luhu Yidecho V'asayu. I really effort, I endeavor in order to get wine for Kiddush and Avdala, And so because he goes through the trouble of having wine for both Kiddush and Avdalah, so Kosh Baruch Hu is listening to my tefillas. Next story. Rav Ikla Lahu Asra Gaza Tanisa V'Lasa Mitra. So Rav goes to a particular city, and he goes to Tanis, and rain is not coming. So Nachis Kamei Shlicha D'Tzibur Amar Meshav Ruch V'Nashiv Zika Amar Merida Gashem V'Asa Mitra. A particular Shlich Tzibur gets up there to daven for on behalf of the community, and he says Mashiv Ruch Merida Gashem, and it starts raining. And obviously, follow-up questions, who are you? So Amar Lei Mayuvdech, he says, no, what are you doing? Meaning, obviously, you have Akash Baruch Hu's attention, and what do you do that Akash Baruch Hu listens to you? Amar Lei Mikre Dardike Ani, so he says, I teach children. Umakrina Livne Aniya Kivne Atire. Now, first of all, I do not discriminate based on how much tuition they pay. So I will be servicing and teaching the children, regardless of how much money they have. And if the child can't afford tuition at all, that's fine. He still joins me for in my yeshiva. So the Islay Peri de Kavre, and on top of that, I also have a fish farm in my backyard. And the Choman de Pasha Mishachtin Alei Minayu Masajin Lu Mefaisin Alei Ad Asav Kavre. And any child who is disobedient, so what do? I bribe him. I bribe him with fish. So I bribe him with fish until he's reading Chumash and good. And so a successful Rebbe. And for that, Akash Baruch Hu listens to him. Okay? Rav Nachman Gazar Tanisa by Rachamei V'Lasi Mitra. Rav Nachman goes to Tanis. And it's still, the rain's not coming. Amar Shakula Nachmeni Chavuta Min Guda La'ara. So they said, okay, so this Rav Nachman. So basically, he should be taken from the wall down to the earth. Meaning, what kind of leadership do we have if Rav Nachman's not able to provide rain? Chalash Daite, obviously at Chalisha Sadas, he felt bad over the fact that, yeah, they're right. In other words, all right, I imposed a fast day and it's not raining. So V'asamitra. And again, here we go. Another time this morning, we get to see that he was humbled, and with that humility, now the rain comes. Rabba Gazar Tanisa, Rabba's Gozer Tanis. It seems to be, by the way, right now, we're following a particular chronology, meaning we went, what I'm about to say is not absolute because it's not perfect, but we went from Rav, we went to Rav Nachman, now we're up to Rabba. So at least now in terms of the Shalshelis of the Amoraim, so we seem to be going chronologically. Again, it's going to fall apart, you know, over the course. The basic theme of all these stories that we're doing this morning is basically the Amoraim petitioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rain. Okay, anyway. Rabba Gazer Tanisa, we are two lines from the bottom on Chavdal Amid Aleph. So Rabba was Gozer Tanis by Rachmei V'Lasa Mitra. They daven for rain. Rain's not coming. Amar Lei. V'ha Rav Yehuda Kav Gazer Tanisa. They said, you know, I don't mean to compare, but, you know, there was Rav Yehuda of the previous generation, and he daven for rain Asa Mitra. So now Rabba says, look, I don't know what to tell you. Meaning, you're right. Right, the Rav Yehuda did daven for rain, and Akash Baruch Hu did answer him, but I don't know what to do. Because in terms of yeshivas, so he says, I'm going to be honest with you. Our yeshivas are better. Rabba says. Debishnei de Rav Yehuda, and he actually gives examples of how it is that his yeshivas are better than the ones of the previous generation. Because in the yeshivas of Rav Yehuda, kol tenuye benezikin hava. So in terms of what they would learn seder nezikin. Bavakama, bavmitzia, bavabasra. Okay, that's what they would spend their time learning. Va'anan ka masnisan b'shisa sidrin. And meanwhile, we're holding by shas. We're holding by shisha sidre mishnah. We're going through every one of the siddharm of shas. Furthermore, v'chi avimata Rav Yehuda b'uksin. Rav Yehuda got to the mishnayis and uksin. Uksin is at the tail end of Seder Taharos, and the basic idea of Oksin is that obviously a fruit is Mekabel Tuma. The stem, which is inedible, is not going to be Mekabel Tuma. However, if the stem is used to handle the food, meaning that's how you pick up the food by the stem, the stem becomes a conductor of Tuma. It's what's called in Halacha a Yad. Back in Chulin, we discussed this in some detail. So anyway, so there's a Mishnah over there, Ha'isha, Shekoveshes Yerek, Bekedera. There's another Mishnah, Varmila Zesim, Shekavshem, Betarfeyem, so Tahorim. So the basic idea is that once you pickle the fruit, so now the stem is no longer, it gets soft, no longer can you pick up the fruit by the stem no longer is a yad. That's the basic idea of the Mishnayos over there. Anyway, Amar Havayis de Rav Ushmo Kachazin and Hacha. So, and when Rav Yehuda gets to the either one of those Mishnayos and Oksin, so basically he says, look, I'm stuck. Right? Rav and Shmuel discuss that Mishnah, and I really don't have good pshat in that Mishnah. This is now Rabba recording what Rav Yehuda said when he got to that Mishnah in Oksin. Meanwhile, this is now Rabba talking, V'anan kamas nisan, ba'oksin t'leisar misifta. I have 13 yeshivas set up just to learn Oksin. So in other words, in terms of learning, we far excel that of the previous generations. Okay? So, if it's a question of quality of learning, I think our learning is better. Good. But meanwhile, Kadosh Baruch Hu listened to Rav Yehuda, he's not listening to me. V'ilu Rav Yehuda ki avishal v'chad misani asem itra. Rav Yehuda would take off one shoe. Meaning, remember, for a public fast day, so you take off your shoes. So he would take off just one shoe, and already Kadosh Baruch Hu had it rain. We're crying out the whole day. No one's listening to us. So, So now, if it's because of Maisim, so in other words, in terms of Torah, so that's not the answer. That's not the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu listened to Rabbi Yehuda over us. We excel in Torah. What about Maisim? Maisim Tovim? So if somebody can point something out, great. That'd be great. Okay, so it just happens to be that as far as the Gedolei Ador are concerned, so they're not comparable. Okay, Adkan. Rav Yehuda chazu hanu betray to have a kaparze berifta. Rav Yehuda sees two people who are being disrespectful to their bread. Right, the word parutz, right, pirza. So they were being disrespectful as far as their bread is concerned. Rashi describes they were throwing it around. So Amish Mamina Ika Savalba Abama Yav Eina Hava Kafna. Now this goes back to Rav Yehuda, meaning this is a previous generation. And so, but he realizes that the reason why people are playing with their food is because there's so much food. And so he looks around and right, he gives the ayin, he gives the eye, and now famine enters into the world. Okay. Intentional, unintentional. Unclear, but if I had to guess, which I'm doing right now, I'd say unintentional. Obviously, he didn't want that to happen, but he certainly did not like how disrespectful the people were towards their food. Amalei Rabban L'Rav Kahana B'Reid Rav Nechum Yashamei Damar D'Shchech Kamei. So the Chachamim now turn to Rav Kahana, son of Rav Nechunya, and specifically to his Shamish, and they said, here's what we need to do. We need him to get out. In other words, right now there currently is a famine going around, and quite frankly, he doesn't know the depths of the famine. So let's get him out. Ne aseya delefuk bepiska desamak leshuka. So basically, let's force him out of the door of the yeshiva that is adjacent to the market. We need him to see what's going on out there. So asya v'nafuk leshuka. So that's exactly what they did. So they forced him out into the market. And chaza kenufya. And he sees now in the market, so a whole group of people that are surrounding a basket. And Amalu Maihai, and he wants a clarification. And Amalu, Kuspa de Tamre, Kaime de Kamizdabain. Well, it happens to be that they're selling one barrel of dates, and because there's really such a lack of food, so that the people are fighting now over that one barrel. So Amar Shamamina Kafta Ma'ama, he says, okay, now I understand. Now I see what's going on. And so that was the whole plan. The whole plan was that he should go out to the market and see what's going on. Now he sees, Amar le Shami Shlof li Misan A. So he turns to Shami, she says, okay, I'm going to fast. Take off one shoe. In other words, obviously he was planning on taking off both. Shlof le Chad Misan V'asamitra. Taking off one shoe and it starts raining. Ki mata le Mishlof Achrin. Now he's ready to take off his other shoe. Asa li Alva Amar le Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Ishalaf Tachrina. Don't take off the other shoe. You take off that other shoe, it's going to rain to the extent in which the whole world is going to be destroyed. Taking off one shoe is all you need to do. Amar of Mary Berei de Bashmuel. So Rav Mary says, and now he happens to be the son of the daughter of Shmuel. And a number of occasions throughout Shasta, we see that Shmuel's grandchildren are connected to him and not to his son-in-laws. And there's a story behind that. We're not going to go over the story right now. Anyway. So Anna have a kamina aguda da Nahar Papa. So I was by the riverbanks of Nahar Papa, Chazela Malache, de Inmula Malache. And I saw that there were angels and they took on the form of sailors and de Kamaisi Chalo, Malinu Larba. And they would take sand and they would fill the boats with sand, Vahava Kimcha de Smida. And the sand would turn into flour. Okay. Apparently, there was some sort of famine going on. Again, we're given not a lot of details over here vis-a-vis why this is happening, but that's my best guess. And Isa Kule Amal Lemizbein. Now, everybody obviously is suffering. And so what they do now is that everyone is about to buy this flour, but it's miracle flour. Okay, so Amr Lahu. So what Rav Mari tells the people is, I know it's really difficult, but just trust me. We can talk about Emunas Chachamim. Trust me, don't buy this flour. In other words, you shouldn't buy this flour. So Mehalo Tizbaninan Demaisa Nisimhu. It's miracle flour. And Lamacha Asyan Arbe Dechite De Parzina. And it happens to be that the next day there was a boatload of quote unquote real flour that came. And so good. So he obviously took a difficult stand, but okay, right. He had certain insights. Rashi over here says, why are you not allowed to buy the miracle flour? So Rashi, right alongside where we are in the Gemara, right side, Rashi writes, Uvamed de efshar lisrachek mimaisa nisim, yoser tov nachon. So try to stay away from maisa nisim, meaning that we should try to operate in this world based on a natural order. And if, it goes without saying, right? The eighth day of Hanukkah, let's say it, right? Everything in this world is a miracle. In other words, there's no such thing as anything happening in this world not being a miracle, but in other words, what we know is natural order, so that's what we should try to. We should try to operate within the natural order of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And anything that's Maisa Nisim, so we should distance ourselves from, and we shouldn't help ourselves to Maisa Nisim. Now, Rashi doesn't say, but I'll add, right, any time that you enjoy from Maisa Nisim, so it takes away from Zechuyos. Your Zechuyos, other people's Zechuyos. Anyway, that's the basic idea. That's the takeaway from the story. Second wide line. No, not yet. Sorry. Not yet. Sorry. Fourth line before the lines become wide. Rava Ikla La Hagrunya. Couple more stories for this morning. Rava goes to Hagrunya, Gaza Tanisa Velo Asimitra. And so he institutes the fast and no rain is coming. Amaluhu basically Ama Batanisa Khalama Lamacha Amaluhu Miika de Khazakhilma Lema. So now he sees that there's no response to the fasting. And so he's basically asking around, anyone had a dream the night prior? So I'm a little Rebbe Lazar Mahagurnya Lididi Ikrain Bechalma. Shalom Tav Larav Tav. Mirivon Tav. Dimituvia Metiv Laame. So this Rebbe Lazar from Mahagurnya says, yeah, I had the following psukim read to me or the following phrase read to me in a dream. And basically I got a Shalom Alechem in a dream. So Amr Shmamina Eis Ratzon Hi Mi Bay Rachme Vasimitra. He says, oh, okay, good. Now I see that based on the message that you got in your dream, so now the timing is good. Then he davened for rain, and then it rained. Okay. A couple more for this morning. Ha'ugavar dechayav nagda bebedina derava, mishum debal kusei. A person was chayav malkus in the court of Rava. He was bal kusei, so he was having relations with a non-Jewish woman, and so he was chayav malkus. Okay, the malkus over here, let's call it malkus mardus. In other words, he's rebellious in nature. And so the basin has the ability to give malchus. Now, just as an interesting aside, this is a basin of Rava, which is obviously in Bavel. In other words, we're not talking about those with smicha. So generally speaking, so there is no corporal punishment outside of the context of a basin of musmachim. But a number of occasions we see that the Amoraim, even in Bavel, gave out malchus when they felt that the behavior was so inappropriate, was so highly inappropriate. Okay, this is just a good example of that. So anyway, so he gave out malchus. So Nagde Rava Umis. Okay, and but they got a little bit too excited in terms of giving out the Malkus, and the person died as a result of the Malkus that was given. Okay. Obviously an unpleasant story, every aspect of it, but okay. So Ishtama Milsa Beishvor Malka. So Bai Litsuri LaRava. So Shvor Malka hears about what happens, and they feel that Rava took he went overboard. And so Rava now had to answer to the king at the time. Now, in terms of the political setup over here, so I don't have full clarity, obviously. But in other words, certainly the Jews had some sort of autonomy, even though they were living in Bavel. But despite that, though, they were in Galus. And so the king was still in charge. And the king at the time was Shvor Malka. We hear about him throughout Shas. Anyway, he was not pleased with Rava. So Amr Leh, if her horm is Ime de Shvor Malka, Livra. So now it happens to be that the mother of Shvor Malka was really sympathetic to the Jewish people, and she says to her son, the king, I'm telling you right now, leave the Jews alone. Okay? In other words, just they're really special people, and you'll leave them alone. In other words, they ask anything from their creator, and Akash Baruch Hu provides for them. So so he says, really, let me put them to the test. And so let's see, go now and daven for rain. So Amar la hahu mishum dezimna demitrahu. So he says, well, that's not going to impress me. He says to his mother. In other words, it happens to be right now. It's the rainy season. So they daven for rain during the rainy season. That's not going to do it for me. So ella livau rachame ha'ina b'tkufas tamuz v'leis demitra. Oh, you know what? How about raining during tkufas tamuz, during the summer months? Let's see if they can make it rain in the summer. So shalcha leila Rava. So she now, the mother, Ifra Hormiz, now sends a letter over to Rava and says, okay, this is what you have to do. So kivan daitech ubay rachme. Right, I need you to have kavana. Funny that she has to, she has to tell Rava that he's got to have kavana, but okay. So you need to have kavana and daven good, delesi mitra. So by rachme velasi mitra. So he davens and no rain is coming. So I'm the front of Ribbono Shalom, the Kimba, Zeno Shamanu, Avasino, Sipurlanu, Poa Pulas, Biamen, Bimekedem, Vanu, Beinenu, Lo Reinu. And so according to Pasuk and Tehillim, basically, look, I know this is, right, we're not expecting rain. This is a really loose translation. We're not expecting rain right now, but we need it right now. So Asamitra, so Ad Deshvoch, Mezavid, Ditsiporet, Lediglas. It rains, and it rains a lot. Rain is coming off of the pipes into the Tigris River. So Asi Avua Ischazele Bechama. Now, Rava gets visited by his own father in a dream. Va'amale Miikat Demitra Kamishmai Kulehai. So the father says to his son in the dream, right? You really were Matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning you're asking it for terrain in Tammuz, meaning you're being Matriach. Okay. And we, in other words, we understand the story in context, meaning he was put in a position where he had to do it, but okay. But it was a Tirchan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amar Lei Shani Duktech. Now the father gave instructions to his son, you need to change your place right now. In other words, you got to sleep elsewhere, right? Don't sleep here. Shani Duchte, he actually changed his location. And Lamacha Ishkache Demirsham Purye Besakina. Now the bed that he was supposed to sleep in that night, so it was filled with swords, meaning a bunch of Shadim came over and attempted to kill him overnight for him being too much of a tircha on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, obviously a lot of really strange and unusual details to the story. I'll just end with one point of Rashi. And that is that this Gemara over here helps us understand a Gemara in Chulin. So the Gemara in Chulin says that Rava was Nazuf Hava. Rava was excommunicated. And the Gemara over there in Chulin does not give us the details of why Rava was who excommunicated him, what's going on over here. But Rashi points out, well, you have to take our Gemara that we just learned in today's Daf, right? Tanis, Daf Chav Dalid, and you know the story over here, and the excommunication comes as a result of the fact that he was Matriach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, you can ask me, I don't know the answer. What was he supposed to do at that point in time? In other words, the king's mother told him to do so. Was he supposed to say no? Okay, a lot of questions that I don't have answers for. Anyway, but anyway, we're gonna stop over here, and tomorrow we're gonna pick it up with Rav Papa. So let's just quickly recap. It's a difficult day to review in terms of giving a summary of today. I'll just simply say, right, over the course of today's daf, numerous stories. I lost count in terms of the number of stories that were told today about Maisim of Amoraim, how they had, some of them had unbelievable kochos, and we saw the kochos of the Amoraim in terms of the tefillah, in terms of the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's, I guess, the best way to summarize today's Gemara. Definitely a challenge. Okay, Adkan.